KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.
It's time now for Emporia High Basketball. Spartan Basketball is brought to you in part by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
It's championship semifinal Friday at the Ralph Miller Classic in Chanute. It's the final day, game of day two as the Emporia High Spartans take on Andover Central. Good evening, everyone, from Chanute High School. With studio coordinator Connie Osorio, I'm Dylan Shorewood. Welcome into the RV Doc pregame show. Emporia High is 9-2, and they are back in the semifinals at the Ralph Miller Classic, and they're taking on a familiar face that they've seen in this tournament in the past. The Spartans defeated Coffeyville 57-23 yesterday, while Andover Central defeated Carthage, Missouri 57-43. This will be the third meeting in the semifinals between Emporia High and Andover Central in the last 7 years. Andover Central is ranked 8th in Class 5A with an 8-2 record and have won 7 straight coming into tonight's contest. Coming up, a preview of this evening's semifinal matchup, but first a visit with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE, KVOE.com, and the KVOE mobile app.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
It's time now for the Lee Baldwin Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. A visit with Emporia High boys head basketball coach Lee Baldwin is up next.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Semi-final night of the Ralph Miller Classic, and the Emporia High Spartans are in the primetime game, the finale, as they take on Andover Central. I'm joined now by Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. Coach, a complete game yesterday against Coffeyville, 57-23. Jumped out 11-0. They pulled within 5 with a 6-0 run of their own. And then you made it 12-0 after that, and you never looked back from there. And your guys really wanted that win yesterday.
Yeah, our guys were really excited to be there. I thought we played really hard, and it was a collective effort with 12 guys playing. Everybody was excited for each other. Our bench was really active, and it was just an overall fun day, and I'm glad for our guys.
Parker Leeds was big yesterday. Drew Hess came off the bench and had 10. It's got to feel good because those two guys have had their ups and downs in their senior seasons.
Yeah, this matters a lot to both these guys. So any time that they can play well, it's something that me personally I'm really happy for because these are really good kids. This matters a lot to them. So anytime they can have success, it's pretty meaningful.
And what did it mean to get those guys some rest? We mentioned it in post game last night, but
You basically cleared the bench going into the fourth quarter. What did it mean to give the guys some rest because you knew you were going to have a challenging opponent tonight?
Hopefully it'll pay dividends for us. You know, we'll play tonight, and then we'll have a game 16 hours later. So, you know, we're going to have two games back-to-back, and hopefully that rest we've had will help us.
And you guys had a shoot around this morning, a little walkthrough. How'd things go earlier today?
Spent a lot of time preparing on offense and defense for Andover Central. When you play somebody of this caliber like they are, you got to spend a lot of time through walkthrough going over specific things. So going to have a few adjustments offensively and defensively tonight, and hopefully that'll give us a chance to be competitive going into the fourth quarter.
We're visiting with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin before tonight's semifinal, the Ralph Miller Classic against Andover Central. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Jaguars. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We continue our conversation with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin before tonight's game in the Ralph Miller Classic semifinal on the championship side against Andover Central. And coach, they're ranked 8th in 5A at 8-2. You know, you're familiar with them. I'm familiar with them. We both saw what they did yesterday, the Carthage, Missouri. And, you know, they got a guard by the name of Kobe Smith who dropped 48 against Mays 2 weeks ago. And they are on a hot streak. They have won 7 straight. They started the season 1-2, but those are quality losses. Opened the season against a Mays South team who's towards the top in the 5A rankings. And then, of course, you know, lose the Derby by 7. But what challenges lie ahead, because Omar Alsmadi is the big fella down low at 6'9". He's going to be a handful.
It's hard to identify one or two specific things that are going to be challenging for us tonight. They do a lot of things really well. They're big. They're athletic. They have a go-to scorer that can create his own shot. They're really good in transition. Their 2-3 zone brings a lot of problems just with their length and their size. They're coached really well in their 2-3 zone. They return everybody of significance from a team that won 15 games last year. This is a really good team, and we're going to have to play our absolute best to give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter.
You saw them twice last year. I think I saw them twice last year, too. But in the last meeting you played against them, you lost on a buzzer beater when you were at Goddard, and I know that had to be heartbreaking at that one. And I know with a new group that you're coaching, you guys want to continue to have some winning ways and playing a ranked team again for the third time this season. Is this a really good opportunity?
Yeah, we talked about it shoot around the day. You know, this is another game against a high quality team to identify if we are a true contender in 5A. This is a team that if we want to have aspirations of playing in significant games in March, these are the type of teams that we're going to have to be really competitive against. So that's the challenge for our guys tonight. At the end of the day, we need to be able to answer that we can play with these type of teams.
Kobe Smith had 4 points yesterday against Carthage, and it was the guard Jaden Brown and then Brian Perry, who was also a significant scorer for them. How do you kind of contain Kobe Smith and Chance Goley, because those have been their top main weapons along with Brian Perry? And I mean, the Brown kid, only a sophomore, you know, he had 16 points last night.
It's going to be tough. I mean, to be honest with you, they have a lot of different options offensively. Number one is taking away Smith. I know he had 4 last night, but that's still priority number one for us. And then hopefully we can limit them to 1 shot. And then offensively, we just got to make sure we take care of the ball. turnovers against them or dunks. So, you know, we got to be good in those areas.
Is that your key to success if you want to get win number 10 here tonight?
Yeah, we just got to do our best against, you know, their best player, make it difficult for him. And if he's going to go off tonight, he's got to be able to hit shots with bodies in front of him. And then offensively for us, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball. I don't think we have to shoot it particularly well. We just cannot let them get out in transition and get live ball turnovers because they're really explosive. And this is a team that's not going to make layups. They're going to get dunks.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight. And I'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, sir.
That's Emporia I Spartan coach Lee Baldwin joining us here on the RV Doc pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
This has been the Lee Baldwin Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, located at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm Agent Pete Euler.
It's time now for the RV Doc pregame show. The RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. We'll head back to the gymnasium to preview tonight's game right after this timeout.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Of day two of the Ralph Miller Classic, about 7 minutes away, as Emporia High, 9-2 on the season, looked to upset the eighth-ranked team in Class 5A, and Andover Central, 8-2 on the season, winners of seven straight. This is the RV Doc pregame show. Let's kind of break down this matchup. This is the third meeting in the semifinals in the last 6 years. Last time these two teams met was back on January 24th of 2020. Andover Central won the game 52-50. And in that game, the likes of Charles Snyder had 22 points in that game, and Connor Hoyt had 10. And Emporia High led in that game early on, and then Andover Central took over. So that one was a very interesting one. Emporia High has also met Andover Central in the semis back in 2018, and they met in the championship game in 2017. So Emporia High looking to get out of a little slump against Andover Central. Andover Central is led by senior guard Kobe Smith, averaging 22 points a game. 2 weeks ago tonight, he had 48 points against Mays at Mays High School in a non-league showdown. Chance Goley's a good player as well. I've seen this team over the last couple of years, and a lot of the same personnel for Tyler Richardson, who's in season number three. The Jaguars started 1-2 on the season, as I mentioned to Coach Baldwin in pregame. They lost in their opener to Mays South, who is up there in Class 5A in the 5A rankings. And they have a loss to Derby as well by 7. A key win for them after that 1-2 start was a win over Andover, their crosstown rival, which has Eli Shetler, who is an Indiana State commit. And Andover's pretty good, and they are ranked in Class 5A as well. They're 5-0 in ABCTL 2 play. And after this weekend, the Jaguars will not play again until January 31st. So, and both, no matter who plays no matter who the opponent gets, no matter if Andover Central, whoever wins this game is getting Bishop Meech, the second-ranked team in Class 4A. They were down 16 to Parkview, Missouri, and ended up winning the game 68-63 in a game that concluded just about 10 minutes ago here from Chanute High School. I talked to Tyler Richardson earlier on this afternoon after I did talk to Lee Baldwin. You know, I asked him, I said, what's different about your team from last year? Because with me seeing them before, just needed to ask that. Then, you know, their experience. Younger guys are starting to buy in. They've been battling injury and illness. And the trust is getting from the upperclassmen. And Tyler Richardson also mentioned that after the 1-2 start, after the loss at Derby, he felt like it was a wake-up call for his team. They also had the big fella inside, Omar Ousmadi, a 6'9 senior. And I've seen him in the past last year. And if Emporia High can get him in foul trouble, just like Emporia High did yesterday in Coffeyville against Griffin Adamson, that would be huge for Emporia High with a huge mismatch. You know, Tyler Richardson also told me Emporia High is well coached with Lee Baldwin. Lee Baldwin coached against Andover Central twice last year at Goddard, and Andover Central got him on a buzzer beater back in February of last year. That was a 38-36 Andover Central win at Goddard High School that took place back on February 18th of 2022. One of the challenges Tyler Richardson told me, they want to get off the ball and they want to trust passes and dictate what they want to do and trust their offense. Last year in this tournament, they lost to Cartridge in the first round, and they beat them yesterday by 14. And Tyler Richardson told me that it was kind of a taste of revenge from yesterday. And it's going to be a battle tonight. And tomorrow, it could be one of the better midseason tournament championship games in the state of Kansas. And this game is critical because both these teams are towards the top in 5A West. And Emporia High is at 4, and I believe Andover Central's at 6. So a critical game for both teams here this evening. I want to thank John Northford for providing my transportation to Chanute this weekend. Nissan Altima, if you're looking to buy or sell a car, see the guys at John Northford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. Let's give you quick scores that we have from tonight's action in the area at the Flint Hills League Shootout at White Auditorium. Consolation semifinals, it was Central Heights over Council Grove, 61-51, and West Franklin defeated Northern Heights, 66-46. In the first championship semifinal, it was Osage City defeating Chase County, 56-43, and in that game, Landon Boss for Osage City had 42 points for the Indians, and they will play either Linden or Mission Valley, and you can listen to the game on Country 101.7 FM or stream with live video and audio at KVOE.com and KVOE TV. This has been the RV Doc pregame show, starting lineups and tip next. It's Emporia High and Andover Central in the final game of day number 2 of the Ralph Miller Classic here in Chanute. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show, brought to you by the RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
It's time now for Emporia High Basketball. Spartan basketball is brought to you in part by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc,
Longmont Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KBOE Spartan Booster Club. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KBOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Time now for starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for Andover, the 8th-ranked team in Class 5A, 8-2 on the season, coached by Tyler Richardson in season number 3. He actually faced Emporia High back in 2003 when he was at Wichita Heights. He'll go with Chance Goley, a 6'2 senior, 7 points a game. Kobe Smith, 6'1 senior, 22 points a contest. Jaden Brown, a 5'7 sophomore, 7 points a game. Ryan Perry, a 6'4 senior, at 12 points a game. And in the middle will be Omar Alsmati, a 6'9 senior, at 5 points and 5 rebounds a contest. For the Emporia High Spartans, 9-2 on the season. Coached by Lee Baldwin, season number 1, 9-2 at Emporia High. 10th season overall as the head coach. Record of 155-65. No changes for Lee Baldwin tonight. He'll go with Sheldon Stewart, a 5'11 junior, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals a contest. Parker leads, 6'1 senior, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals a contest. Jalen King, the 5'8 senior, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals a contest. Fred Jackson, 6 foot senior, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals a contest. In the middle will be Cooper Reck, 6'4 junior, at 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals a contest. Here are your starters, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High will be the visitors on the scoreboard this evening, and they are dressed in their black uniforms with the red numerals, red trim, Emporia across the chest, and Andover Central in their home white uniforms. They have gold lettering and black trim with Central across the chest. Games happening in the Centennial League tonight involving Centennial League teams. In the consolation bracket of the Topeka Invitational Tournament, it was Hayden over Shawnee Mission North 55-45 and Topeka High over Lansing 63-37. And happening in the Dodge City Tournament of Champions, it was Hutchinson over Junction City 56-29 in a championship semifinal. Other game happening involving a Centennial League team, Manhattan and McPherson in the McPherson Invitational Tournament. And that game will be tipping off shortly from the Roundhouse in Mack. Getting ready for Spartan basketball, and the tap will be controlled by Andover Central. They'll move to the basket to my right as we view it here courtside from Chanute High School. Right corner over to Perry against Jalen King, deflected, nearly stolen by Emporia. And there is a steal as Cooper Reck picked it up. Cooper to the cup, and he is fouled, and that's 2 free throws, and then he got the big fella, Omar Alsmati, with a foul, his first team foul, number 1, on Andover Central. So Emporia High already forcing a live ball turnover here early in the going, and now Cooper Reck will get to the go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. Cooper on the season, 55% from the line. First free throw is up and good, rattling in, and Emporia High's on the board. And Cooper yesterday had 8 points against Coffeyville. Second one for Cooper is too hard. Rebound to Perry for Andover Central. Just underway, 20 seconds in, Emporia High leads at 1-0. Here's Kobe Smith across the timeline, dribbling to his left. Emporia High in the 1-3-1 look. Over right corner to Brown. Jalen King with the assignments. They switch as Sheldon Stewart's now on Kobe Smith. Smith over left wing over to Goley. And swing over to Perry, left corner. Perry with it. He'll back it back out. 7:17 left to play here in the first quarter. In between the rings, there's Alsmati. Alsmati at the left block, trying to go as Fred Jackson's on the assignment. 6'9 versus 6'6". That's a big mismatch here this evening. Smith with a lob to goalie. Goalie to the cup. Lamp is good in the foul. And they did count it. And so goalie will get the chance at the three-point play. Foul on Emporia High. It's not on Sheldon Stewart. Foul is on Parker Leeds, his first. Team foul number one. Free throw for goalie is good. Goalie on the season is a 82% free throw shooter. And Andover Central leads it 3-1. I don't know why the PA announcer. We had a different PA announcer yesterday. Jalen feeds in to Reck at the free throw line. Back up to Jalen. Jalen left wing over to Stewart. Now up top to Jalen King. And poor eye moving to the basket to my left. Here's Cooper Reck at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Here's Sheldon Stewart left wing. Sheldon back to Jalen King. Top to key 2-3 zone put on by Andover Central. Here's Reck. Reck lost it. It's picked up by Andover Central. It was stolen by Brown. Brown and an offensive foul call. And guess who drew it? It was Jalen King who drew the charge. And the charge count is on. So an offensive foul on Andover Central. It's the second team foul. It is not on Sheldon Stewart, bro. It is on Chance Goalie, his first. Team foul number one. I don't know. The PA announcer needs to pay attention. Sorry, but you need to get into the game. 3-1, Andover Central, 6:09 to play here in the first. Jalen King over to Cooper Reck at the free throw line. They're doing the same thing that like they did on the last possession. Here's Cooper at the free throw line. Cooper kicks it out. Parker leads left wing. A three. That one is off the mark. And the rebound goes to Perry for Andover Central. As Lee Baldwin putting up hands, Kobe Smith lost that right here in front of us. It goes in the backcourt. It was deflected. Here's another lob as Smith lobs it inside to Osmari. Layup good. Osmati has his first basket. 5-0 run for Andover Central. It's 5-1. 5:33 to play here in the first quarter. Parker leads with the basketball. Swings it over to Sheldon Stewart. Here's Jalen King back to Parker. Now here's Sheldon right wing. As they feed it inside to Reck. Reck in traffic. Reck kicks it out to Parker. Leads Parker at the free throw line. Double team. Deflected pass. It's stolen by goalie. And Emporia High with another turnover. As here's Brown left corner. Skip pass over to Smith. Wide open right corner at three. That one's off. Rebound to Reck for Emporia High. And Emporia High just turned it over, but it was deflected. Let's see. It will stay with Emporia High. It will stay on this end. And it will go to Andover Central. As River Peterson, 6'2 sophomore. They'll replace Cooper Reck, so Emporia High going small. Swing over to goalie, back to Smith, top of the key. Fred Jackson with the assignment, out to goalie, left wing. Fake the three, kicks it out to Smith, top of the key. Fred Jackson on top of that 1-3-1, kicks it over to goalie. Goalie steps in, 15-footer, left wing, missed. Rebound to Smith, putback is good. And Andover Central has the last 7 points of this game. It's 7-1 as Parker leads. Kicks out. River Peters. Left corner three. Missed. And the rebound goes to Osmati for Andover Central. Here's Perry. Gets over to Smith. Now goalie right corner. Back to Smith on the wing right side. Lob inside to Osmati. Osmati in traffic in the paint. And he'll lay it up and in. Oh, my goodness. He made it look easy. 4 points for Osmati. It's 9-0 run. Here's Fred Jackson to the cup. Layup is blocked by Osmati, but it was tapped out to Parker Leeds, and Emporia High has another possession. They trail it 9-1. 3:53 to play here in the first. Spartans need a basket. Emporia High 0-3 from the field. Andover Central's 4-6. Parker Leeds back to Jalen King. Time to key. They swing it. Parker needs some help. As they swing over to Parker back with it. Parker looking to go to the cup. Reverse layup is missing. And that's two free throws. And they got the big fellow, Osmati, with a foul. And that's number two. They did not get it on him. Did they get it on him? No, it's not on Osmati. It's on Perry. That's his first. Team foul number three. Parker leads. First free throw is good and ends a 9-0 Andover Central run 9-2 as Andover Central will bring a couple subs in. It's Jace Adler along with Bryce DeGarmo as Perry will sit down along with Osmati. Second one missing by Leeds. And the rebound. I got to adjust the iPad again. That's it, 9-2. Emporia High trailing by 7. Here's DeGarmo left wing. Now Smith with it. Now here's Brown over to goalie. Feeds it inside to Smith. Smith step back from 15. Missing. And the rebound out of bounds going to Emporia High. As Reck back in for Emporia High. As Parker Leeds will sit down. 2:59 to play here in the first quarter. 9-2 Andover Central. Andover Central went on a 9-0 run after the Spartans scored the first point of the game. Here's Jalen King over to River Peters. Now Jalen with it left wing. 2-3 zone by Andover Central. Here's a rec screen. Now River Peters, top of the key, swings over to Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Sheldon needs some help. Sheldon, now Jalen King, top of the key. Block out this Calvin Seeley who's in. Jalen, straight on a three, yes! They needed that. That's a Valiant Fiber three. Valiant Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Jalen with three, 9-5 Andover Central, 2:15 to play here in the first quarter. Fred Jackson's out, and Calvin Seeley's in. Calvin, the 6-foot junior. Inside, Adler kick out to Brown, right corner, a three. That one's too strong. Rebound is going to go and a foul, and I believe it's on it. Where? As the foul is on Jalen King, his first team foul number two. As Perry back in for Andover Central. Sheldon Stewart's out of the lineup for Emporia High. Here's baseline and deflected pass and stolen by Calvin Seeley. Drew Hessen, 6'5 senior. Here's Cooper Reck. They feed inside to Cooper at the right block. Here's Peters and traffic. Floater on the way. Crawls in. Here come the Spartans. They have six straight. 9-7 Andover Central. Minute 35 to play here in the opening stanza. Here's Smith missing a shot from 10. Rebound picked up by Perry. Perry put back his off. And the rebound goes to Emporia High. Emporia High turned it over as goalie's out for Andover Central. 9-7 Emporia High trailing. Minute 20 to play here in the first quarter. Osmati back in there against River Peter. Oh, and Osmati got his pocket picked by Jalen. Jalen looking to go to the cup out of bounds, and he lost it. Turnover Emporia High as more subs coming in as the Spartans will bring in Sheldon Stewart. Parker Leeds. Jalen King's out. Along with. Let's see, did Reck come out? No. Seeley's out. So we near a minute to play here in the first quarter. Adler kicks it over to Brown. Back to Adler, right block. Adler in traffic. 1-3-1 look. Here's Perry, left wing. Perry, they feed inside. So I got to get the guard, and almost a steal by Emporia High. Here's a skip pass, Brown right corner, a three. That one's off. Drew Hess carries, gets the rebound for Emporia High. As Emporia High gets it out, Sheldon Stewart, Al Parker leads, left corner, three for the lead. He hit it! This goes to Sheldon Stewart. That's a Valiant at 5-3. And Emporia High responded with a 10-0 run. 10-9 Emporia High. 16 seconds of play here in the first quarter. Valiant at, here's Brown for three. Pinballing out. Rebound to Reck. Emporia High looking to push. River Peters right corner three for back-to-back. No. Rebound picked up by Adler. Adler from 35 is missing. And that will do it for quarter number one. And Emporia High responds with a 10-0 run. They lead it 10-9 as we go to the second here at Chanute. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way. With pizza, chicken, desserts, and more, there's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue, go Spartans.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
10-9 Emporia High leads it. I want to thank John North Ford for providing a Nissan Altima to give me for the weekend down for my trip to Chanute. If you're looking to buy or sell a car, see the guys at John North Ford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. Emporia High will send out Stewart, Leeds, Reck, Hess, and Peters. Andover Central will send out Goley, Smith, Brown, Perry, and Osmati. And Emporia High gets the ball to start quarter number two. Have scored nine straight. Sheldon Stewart, left wing. 2-3 zone put on by Andover Central. Over to River Peters. And feed it over to Sheldon, left wing. Up top to Parker. Leads. Over to Sheldon. Emporia High moving around the 2-3 zone. Trying to entry pass inside the wreck at the free throw line. Out to Leads for three. Top of the key. No. And the rebound goes to the goalie for Andover Central. Here's Brown with the basketball. Now to Lee and to Smith. They lob it inside to Osmati, the big fellow. Layup is missing. And he got it back. He got it back. Did they get a jump or did they get a foul? So Osmati missed the bunny and he got the rebound. And it is a foul on Emporia High. It's on Reck. That's his first. Team foul number three. Here's Osmati, kicks it out. Brown, left corner. Did they get three? Yes, they did. So a turnover by Andover Central. Andover Central with five turnovers. Emporia High with five as well. 10-9 Emporia High, 7:08 to play here in the first half. Swing over River Peters, back to Sheldon Stewart. Tab to key, Parker leads with it. Now back to Sheldon, River with it, back to Sheldon, Tab to key, in between the circles. Now Parker leads with it here on the near wing. They feed it at the Cooper wreck, inside Drew Hess, Drew in traffic. Drew at the baseline, got his pocket picked by Perry. And the sixth turnover by Emporia High. Perry gets over to Brown, now goalie, right wing, now Smith with the basketball, right corner. That's Brown, top of the key. He'll look to drive. He's out. Here is goalie for three, right wing. That's missing. And the rebound goes to Drew Hess for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to run. Sheldon across the timeline, deflected. Sheldon saved it, and he turned it over right in front of Tyler Richardson. Seventh Emporia High turnover. The Cousins, Jalen King, and Fred Jackson back in. As Sheldon Stewart and Drew Hess will sit down. 6:23 to play here in the first half. 10-9 Emporia High. It's currently a 9-0 Spartan run after Andover Central scored 9 straight after Emporia High led 1-0. Here is Brown. Now goalie with it. Now Smith almost lost it here on the near baseline. Now Tom DeKey, the goalie. Spartans in the 1-3-1. Brown almost got his pocket pick. And he gets it out to Perry. Tom DeKey, now Smith with it. Against Cooper Reck, and there's a foul on Reck. That's number two on Cooper. Or did they get a timeout? Nope, it's a foul on Cooper Reck. That's number two for Cooper. Not good as Drew Hess will come in for Cooper. 5:51 to play here in the first half. 10-9 Emporia High. Winner gets Bishop Miege. Loser gets Parkview, Missouri. Osmati kicks it out to goalie. He'll back it back out. Brett Jackson on top of the 1-3-1. Here's Brown, right corner at three. Good. Sis goes to goalie. Brown with his first basket. And Andover Central leads it 12-10. 5:23 to play here in the first half. Fred Jackson at the free throw line. River Peters, right wing, a three. Missed. Rebound Osmati for Andover Central. Brown almost lost it for a second. Kicks it to Perry to the cup. Layup good. Perry with his first basket, and Andover Central with five straight, 14-10. Andover Central, 5 minutes to play in the first half. We're high with the basketball, they'll inbound. And did they get five or did they get a timeout? Turnover on Emporia High. So Andover Central will get it in backcourt. Smith over to Brown. Now Perry with it. Perry lost it. Almost stolen. It is stolen by Jalen King. And a foul near midcourt on Andover Central. Foul is on Brown. That's his first. Team foul number four. As Sheldon Stewart back in for Fred Jackson. Emporia High with the basketball, trailing by four, 14-10. 4:45 to play here in the second. Jalen King, Adler's back in for as well for Osmati. They got the big fella off the floor. Can Emporia High take advantage? Jalen King, top of the key. Over to Parker Leeds, back to Jalen. Trying to feed it inside. Sheldon Stewart, left wing, back to Jalen, top of the key, swinging around the perimeter. Jalen at the top. Jalen almost got his pocket pick. Jalen in traffic and a foul on Andover Central. Foul is on Perry. That's his second. Team foul number five, and here comes the big fellow Osmati back in for Andover Central. And did Perry sit down? Yes, he did. Jalen King to inbound to the right of his own bucket. River Peters with it. Jalen at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Right corner. Sheldon at three. Missing. Rebound goes to Colby Smith for Andover Central. He'll push it up the floor. He's at the top of the key. A stutter step. 14-footer straight away. No. Rebound Osmati. Put back is good. And Osmati has 6 points along with four boards. And the lead is six for Andover Central. They've scored seven straight. 16-10. 3:51 to play here in the first half. Emporia High needs an answer. Here's River Peters. Kicks it over to Parker Leeds. Back to Jalen. Now Sheldon. Now River. River to the cup. Block shot. Did they get three inside? I saw three pointed. Or it's a foul, so River's going to the free throw line for two free throws. So two free throws. 16 foul on Andover Central. They need to put it on the board. Foul is on Adler. That's his first. Team foul number six. River Peters to the line for two free throws. River on the season, 69% from the line, 20 of 29. River, first one on the way. Good. Ends a 7-0 run for Andover Central. It's down to five, and River trying to cut it to four. Second one on the way. Good. He hit them both. As he'll lead the line, as Drew Hess will come out, along with River Peters, so Cooper Reck and Fred Jackson back in. So the original starting five back out there for Emporia High. 16-12 Andover Central, 3:33 to play here in the first half of the semifinal, the Ralph Miller Classic. Winner gets Bishop Meade, and Jace Adler lost it. He got his pocket picked by Jalen King. Cooper Reck to the cup, layup good. Cooper Reck has three. Cooper Reck with his first basket. Yeah, he's got three. 16-14 Emporia High trailing. 3:12 to play here in the first half. Here's Brown with the basketball in between the circles. Brown skip pass over to Adler. Now Smith, right wing, a three. He hit it. Smith hits a three. He's got five. And the lead goes back to 5 for Andover Central, 19-14. 3:01 to play. Timeout Andover Central. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. I want to thank John Northford for providing the Nissan Altima for the trip to Chanute. If you're looking to buy or sell a car, see the guys at John Northford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. Get a couple of score updates from you. Let me see if I can see what the Twitterverse has to say. As in the Flint Hills League shootout, I'm seeing this on Twitter. At the end of the third quarter, Linden leads Mission Valley 43-31. You can listen to that game on Country 101.7 FM and streaming live with video and audio on KVOE TV. I'll have to check the Manhattan score if I can find it. Here's Jalen King, Sheldon Stewart, right wing, out of the timeout. Emporia High looking for an answer. Here's Peters, floater on the way, missed. Osmati rebound, it's tipped. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with Emporia High. And didn't see River come back in. As DeGarmo back in for goalie. So Peters missed the shot, and the rebound went out of bounds by Osmati. River to the cup, floater on the way, missed. And the rebound goes to Kobe Smith. And he got his pocket picked by Sheldon Stewart. One-on-one, Sheldon, left-handed layup from the left side is good. Sheldon Stewart is on into the scorebook with his first basket. It's down to three. 19-16, Andover Central, 2:25 to play. Spartan Faithful layers a lob inside to Osmati against Jalen King. About a foot-high advantage. And Osmati lost it. Stolen by Jalen. Here comes Reck. Reck to the cup, right side. Lays it up and in. And Emporia High's back within one. Cooper Reck has five. And it's down to one. 19-18. Brown for three, left wing. No. Rebound Osmati. They got over the back on Osmati. Oh, my goodness. Cooper Reck is fired up. And a technical foul has been just called on Osmati. And that's number three. So Osmati gets the... So it's going to be a foul on Osmati. That's number two. And then he will get a technical foul as well. And that's the 18th foul. So Osmati's going to be on that bench quite a while. Wow, got the big fella in foul trouble. Got to mark that down. 1:57 in the second quarter. Osmati picked up the third. So who will shoot the free throws for Emporia High? And Osmati getting a word from one of our officials here tonight. And Andover Central has a sub at the table. Who is shooting the free throws? And it looks like Sheldon Stewart will shoot the free throws for Emporia High. And they will clear the lane. Sheldon on the season, 6 of 10 from the line. So two huge free throws for the 5'11 junior. So they're going to go 1-1 first, Brett. So Sheldon, first one up, and good. Sheldon hit it. 3 points for him, ties the game at 19. And one more for the junior, soon to be QB1 for Keaton Tuttle. Second one for Sheldon. Good, nothing but net. Two huge free throws for the junior. And now, so they went 1-1 first, and now Jalen King will shoot the Tech free throws, and Jalen on the season is a 74% free throw shooter. First free throw for Jalen, good. Nothing but nylon. He's got one more with the purple hoop and shoes, and Emporia High is on a run, and Osmati will sit down. And they're going to keep him in. Oh my goodness, this is a critical one. So second one for Jalen to give Emporia High a 3-point lead. That one's nothing but net. And Emporia High has its largest lead of the game at 22-19. A minute 57 to play in the second. As Osmati is going to the bench. I believe. So let's see. And goalie's back in for him. All right. Jalen King will bring the basketball up. Now Sheldon Stewart with Emporia High looking to gain momentum here towards the end of the first half. They swing over Sheldon and play some slow ball here for Lee Baldwin. That's a good strategy for the Emporia High first-year coach. Jalen in between the rings. Sheldon don't want to get called 10. Jalen close to the midcourt stripe. Jalen go for a stutter step. Jalen at the top of the key. River Peters with it. Now Jalen. Now swing over to Parker Leeds here on the near wing. A minute 23 to play before halftime. Spartans with their largest lead at 22-19. They've scored the last 4 points and have taken the lead once again. Swing over to Sheldon Stewart as Emporia High has milked 50 seconds off the timer. So we near a minute to play. 22-19 Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart right wing. Back to Jalen. Jalen will back it out. And the officials not putting the count on, and Emporia High has milked over a minute. A minute 10 to be exact. That's 45 seconds left on the timer. Sheldon Stewart now dribbling over to his left, and he'll back it out. Sheldon gets it back to Jalen King near the midcourt stripe. Now Lee Baldwin saying slide. Here's Parker Leeds right wing. Parker, here's a screen set. Now Fred Jackson top of the key and trying to get inside. Andover Central commits a foul. It puts Emporia High at the line for a 1-1. 21 seconds. Sheldon. Now Fred Jackson with it. Top of the key. Back to Sheldon. Right wing. They get it inside. The entry pass is deflected, and it'll stay with Emporia High with 15.3 left. It was deflected off of goalie, and it stays with Emporia High. 15.3 left in the first half. 22-19 Emporia High. Jalen King to trigger it in to the right of his own bucket. Jalen inbounds to River Peters. Now to Parker Leeds with 12. Back to Jalen with 10. Here's a lead screen. Jalen, 7. Jalen dribbling to his left. Back to Parker Leeds, right wing. Parker gets it back to Jalen, top of the key. Jalen, floater from 15. Didn't bank. Rebound to Smith, and that will be it for half number one. And Emporia High leads it 22-19 going to the break here at Chanute. Winner gets Miege. Loser gets Parkview, Missouri. Let's take a break, and the Long Binaural Plaza halftime show is next. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 62-